many of us have complaints about our significant others, but I had to laugh when Karen Bark sent a postcard a few weeks ago saying that her husband is missing the travel gene. Seems that Fred has a hard time getting the travel thing down, tipping hotel guests instead of bellhops, and being cagey with customs officials for no apparent reason, stuff like that. Well, despite her complaints, Karen gave in when Fred insisted on a road trip to a family event in Minneapolis, an 8-hour drive from their home in Chicago. Karen sent this postcard about her latest adventure with her travel-impaired husband.
Dear Rudy, do you remember what the Clampett's truck looked like when they moved to Beverly Hills? According to Fred's criteria, they underpacked. The night before the trip, Fred came home at 10 p.m. He had been shopping for road trip essentials at all the bulk shopping clubs and discount stores in town. He found a huge ice chest and every kind of road bingo imaginable. Interstate, intrastate, farmland, city, prairie region, mountain driving, etc. The kids could barely fit into their seats because Fred had found some special travel desks that strap onto the back of the front seats. These were supposed to be slim enough to fold up and down in the kids' laps, but Fred had stuffed them with so many crayons, books, and puzzles that they were bulging open. Next to the driver's seat was a big basket of fruit, cheese, and bottles of Big Water Joe, water enhanced with twice as much caffeine as coffee. The AAA suggested 94 all the way, I said. I know a better way. We take 90 first, then, when we're outside the city, we go over to 94. An hour and a half later, we were still on the outskirts of Chicago due to the heavy construction on 90. 3 hours later, the kids were sleeping on their portable desks, and I was about to doze off when Fred excitedly announced, I don't know why people think driving long distances is tiring. I'm exhilarated. I glanced at the basket. Fred had polished off a case of Big Water Joe. He was all hyped up. It was like he had just discovered the automobile. I find this kind of driving exciting, don't you? This isn't boring at all. Hey, kids, there's a cow over there. Fred began pointing things out to the sleeping kids. Every time he pointed to the right, the car swerved to the left. This went on for hours. I was nauseous. By the time we checked into our hotel, we had just enough time to change and get to a dinner for the out-of-town guests. It was then that Fred realized he had been so busy packing the van, he forgot to pack suitable clothes. I suggested the hotel gift shop. At the dinner, Fred was feeling self-conscious. I'm embarrassed. It's the only tie they had. You look fine, I said. Mimi, the hostess, was thrilled to see us. How was your drive, she asked. Really relaxing, Fred told her. Go Timberwolves, Mimi said, reading Fred's tie aloud. Oh, sorry about that. Our luggage hasn't arrived yet, Fred improvised. But you drove, Mimi said. In the end, Rudy, we really did have a wonderful weekend. And even with all the supplies that Fred bought, it only cost us $300 more to drive than to fly. When we got home, we discovered an invitation to my cousin's wedding in Anchorage. Fred says he can't wait to drive to Alaska.